For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. People on the Big Island of Hawaii posted videos on social media showing the terrifying earthquake as it happened on Friday.
I just felt the most biggest earthquake I felt since living here. Our whole house was literally shaking. I felt like things were going to fall off the wall.
The 6.9 magnitude quake is part of the fallout from the Kilauea volcano's eruption. Residents on the Big Island are now being warned about the exposure to high levels of sulfur dioxide from the volcano's eruption and the lava beneath the surface. Volcano expert Paul Davis says the gas occurs during the melting process.
It's sort of like you've injected ammonia into all your into your nose, into your breathing area, into your throat.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. That's 800-635-6303.
Double benefits listed may be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
The president's nominee to head up the CIA has reportedly launched a behind-the-scenes effort to soften her image ahead of what could be a very contentious confirmation hearing this week. In private meetings with members of the Senate Intelligence Committee, Gina Haspel is reportedly saying she would fight any effort to revive the brutal detention and interrogation program launched after the 9/11 terror attacks. Investigators in the Russia probe are looking at President Trump's lawyer, Michael Cohen. The Wall Street Journal reports federal prosecutors in New York are investigating two loans totaling $750,000 that Cohen used to conduct his work during the 2016 election. Cohen previously admitted to paying off porn star Stormy Daniels with $130,000 before Election Day. Daniels claims it was to buy her silence after a one-night affair with Mr. Trump. This is USA Radio News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
The nation's unemployment rate is now at its lowest level since the year 2000, John Clemens reports.
The ever-increasing tight labor market continues with Lainey Karageorge of the Bureau of Labor Statistics giving us the latest numbers.
Total non-farm payroll employment increased by 164,000 in April, and the unemployment rate edged down to 3.9%. Job gains occurred in professional and business services, manufacturing, healthcare, and mining.
Professional jobs increased by 54,000 workers, while healthcare and manufacturing each added 24,000. I'm John Clemens.
A Texas-based meat company is recalling nearly 50,000 pounds of smoked sausage after receiving complaints from a restaurant about finding little bits of plastic in it. Eddie Packing Company recalled the meat on Friday after restaurant complaints that pieces of white hard plastic were found inside the sausage. The smoked sausage originally was processed a month ago and was shipped to food service and retail locations in California, Georgia, Illinois, New Mexico, Oklahoma, and Texas. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service is concerned that some of the products may be in consumers' freezers. So far, there have been no confirmed reports of adverse reactions to the products. Officials are saying if you have the Eddie's sausage products, throw them away. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.